Hosea chapter 9, verse 1. Rejoice not, O Israel, be not joyful like the peoples, for thou hast gone a-whoring from thy God. Thou hast loved a gift near all floors of corn. The pagans would give sacrifices to the gods for prosperity. On the other hand, the Israelites were commanded to have feasts to celebrate what the Lord had done for them. Instead of practicing the festivals that the Lord had given them, the Israelites were practicing pagan feasts and festivals, which included worshiping false gods when they were threshing the corn and the wheat at harvest time. And the Lord says, because you rejoiced over the false gods, you will lose all the joy that you have. Israelites were giving false gods credit for everything that God had done for them. Today, Christians do the same thing. They say, oh, that was karma, when it was really the justice of God. Or they'll say, good luck, instead of saying, may the Lord bless you. Or they'll say, I believe in a higher power, but they won't name the one and only God who created us all, and they won't give credit to the one and only God. There's a continuous metaphor throughout the Bible comparing adultery in marriage to spiritual idolatry. 2. Floor and wine press do not delight them, and new wine doth fail in her. The Lord says, you guys worshipped these false gods when I'm the one who gave you the wine and the corn and the wheat. So now I'm going to stop growing your crops because I'm the one who makes them grow and prosper. So I'm going to withdraw that blessing because you don't give me any credit for it. 3. They do not abide in the land of Jehovah, and turned back hath Ephraim to Egypt, and in Ashur an unclean thing they eat. The people of Ephraim were trusting in the same gods that the Egyptians worshipped, and they were having animal sacrifices for the same gods that the Assyrians worshipped. 4. They pour not out wine to Jehovah, nor are they sweet to him. Their sacrifices are as bread of mourners to them. All eating it are unclean, for their bread is for themselves. It doth not come into the house of Jehovah. A wine offering is a type of oblation. It's when you pour out a liquid offering on the altar. But the Israelites were pouring out wine oblations to false gods instead of to the Lord who made the wine. And the Lord says that these sacrifices that they eat part of are going to be like funeral food to them because they are going to get destroyed by the pagan nations. Since the Israelites were rebelliously worshiping the gods of the pagan nations, their punishment was that the Lord was going to allow those same nations to overtake them, kill many of the people, and also take prisoners. The Lord is going to stop them from bringing in sacrifices to demon gods in the Lord's temple. 5. What do ye at the day appointed, and at the day of Jehovah's festival? 6. For lo, they have gone because of destruction. Egypt gathereth them, Moph burieth them, the desirable things of their silver, nettles possess them, a thorn is in their tents. The Lord says, you won't worship me to honor me for the harvest. Therefore, Egypt is going to plunder you. The things that you own are going to be taken away from you. And what isn't taken away is going to be buried in a desolate land, meaning it's going to get covered by nettles. And nettles are a wild weed. Weeds and thorns are going to grow in your tents and over your fine possessions. And this is because the Israelites were going to get taken as prisoners into Assyria and later into Babylon. Some of the Israelites did live in tents. Their towns would become desolate and nature was going to take over. 7. Come in, have the days of inspection. Come in, have the days of recompense. Israel doth know. A fool is the prophet. mad is the man of the spirit, because of the abundance of thine iniquity, and great is the hatred. The days of inspection are days of judgment, and the Lord says, your day of judgment has come, and I'm going to recompense you for your sins. The Lord is going to let them feel the consequences of turning their backs on him. Today, God still does this with people who profess to be Christians, but they live in rebellion to the Lord's commandments. He allows them to feel the consequences of their sin. One of the reasons why Christians suffer is because their heavenly Father is disciplining them for abandoning his laws. The other reason Christians suffer isn't being discussed in this chapter, which is that sometimes we suffer because our faith is being tested. And the Lord says that people who profess to be prophets will go mad. They won't get a word from me. We also see that today in a lot of Christian organizations, there are people who claim to be prophets, but they're actually kind of crazy and they're making up what they say. They aren't hearing from the Lord because they won't follow his commandments and they won't obey him. They just want money from the people. So what they say is the words of a madman. 8. Ephraim is looking away from my God, the prophet. A snare of a fowler is over all his ways. Hatred is in the house of his God. The prophets are corrupted and speaking lies to the house of Ephraim. Now Hosea was from the tribe of Ephraim. That's where he lived. So most of his prophecy is to his own tribe, Ephraim. The Lord says that the Ephraimites have lying prophets. Now today, all over the internet and all over the world, there are many lying prophets. They're people who are really just fortune-telling, and they're doing it for a fee, but they don't actually know the Lord. They don't follow him. And it is hatred when you claim that you're a Christian, but you don't actually follow God and do what he says. You make up your own religion and you make up your own way. That's actually hatred toward the Lord. That definitely isn't love. 9. They have gone deep, have done corruptly, as in the days of Gibeah. He doth remember their iniquity. He doth inspect their sins. When the Lord remembers our iniquity, that means he's taking note of our sin. And it says he inspects their sins, which means he's making judgment on them. The days of Gibeah refers to the days of the judges that were over Israel before Israel had a king. And during those years when they had judges, sin was rampant all over Israel. They weren't following the Lord. Each man was doing what he wanted to do. It was kind of like the Wild West, where every man had his own law that he followed, and they would kill and be really treacherous and violent against each other. Whenever people don't obey the Lord's commands and actually follow him, they always go deeper and deeper into sin as time goes by. So the Israelites were committing murder. They started out with child sacrifice for Molech and Baal, and then it progressed to just randomly murdering people whenever they wanted. This is how America is today. People do the most heinous, hideous, vile things because they don't know God, they don't read the Bible, and they don't have any desire to obey God's laws. 10. As grapes in a wilderness, I found Israel. As the first fruit in a fig tree, at its beginning, I have seen your fathers. They have gone in to Baal Peor, and are separated to a shameful thing, and are become abominable, like their love. The previous generations in the kingdom of Israel have been worshiping gods for a long time, and they have done shameful things. This includes prostitution, child sacrifice, torture, because they always tortured those whom they killed. And today, pagans and Satanists continue to torture people. It's part of their religion. So this includes rape and physical torture and mutilation at times, as well as desecration of dead bodies. The Israelites were doing these things because they were practicing paganism. The Lord remembers how Israel used to be when it was like grapes in the wilderness or the first figs that come off of the fig tree, which is very refreshing and delightful. If you're in the wilderness and you find wild grapes, that is a really good find. And same thing when you see the first figs, you feel really happy and delighted to have those. And that's how the Lord used to feel about Israel when it was obeying God's laws. Then Israel split into two separate kingdoms, and the 10 tribes of Israel went into full-blown paganism. Yet they still called themselves Israelites. 11. Ephraim is as a fowl, fly away doth their honor, without birth, and without womb, and without conception. The honor of the tribe of Ephraim is like a bird that has flown away, and you can't capture it anymore. The tribe of Ephraim has lost its honor because it doesn't love the Lord anymore. They're not giving spiritual birth to anything, meaning they don't teach their next generations the laws of the Lord, and they don't teach their children to follow God. 12. For though they nourish their sons, I have made them childless, without man. Surely also, woe to them when I turn aside from them. The Lord says, even though they feed their children are going to die. And it's going to be awful when I turn my back on them. A lot of these Israelites are going to die because the Assyrians are going to overtake them and then the Babylonians. And this is because the Israelites refused for hundreds of years to give up their idol worship. 13. Ephraim, when I have looked to the rock, is planted in comeliness, and Ephraim is to bring out unto a slayer his sons. At one time, the tribe of Ephraim was so beautiful as a people, but now they're going to be giving their sons to the slayers, which are the Assyrians. The Assyrians are going to kill their young people. 14. Give to them, Jehovah, what dost thou give? Give to them miscarrying womb and dry breasts. The Lord also says he's not going to bless the people of Ephraim with fertility anymore, because they kept giving credit for their fertility to the gods, and they were sacrificing their firstborn in order to have more children. But that is completely against God's laws. We're not supposed to sacrifice anybody. So he says, they're not going to be able to bear children. 15. All their evil is in Gilgal. Surely there I have hated them, because of the evil of their doings. Out of my house I do drive them. I add not to love them. All their heads are apostates. Apostasy is an important word. It means that you claim that you're God's child. For instance, claiming that you're an Israelite or claiming that you're a Christian, but you absolutely, categorically love your sin and you will not give it up. And you don't believe that you have to repent. You believe that the Lord owes you salvation or has guaranteed you salvation. That is the definition of an apostate. So if you believe that you can sin all you want and you're still going to heaven, you are apostate. There is doctrine out there in a lot of churches that actually teaches people to be apostate, because it says, you said the salvation prayer, you got baptized, you're a member of the church, so you have nothing to worry about. No matter how much you sin, you're still going to heaven. That is a doctrine of apostasy. The Lord here is saying apostasy is evil, and he hates people who practice sin willfully, even if they're his children. He hates them, and he hates their sin. Now, this isn't a malicious hate like Satan has for you, because Satan would love for you to go to hell, and that is a malicious hate. The Lord has a different kind of hate, which is an intolerance of you and your sin, if you're going to sin. And that's why practicing sinners do not go to heaven. All of us have sinned, but if we continue to willfully practice sin, which means it's part of our lifestyle until we die or until Jesus returns, then he will say, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Workers of iniquity is in the present tense, not the past tense. So all of us have sinned, but the ones who he is going to cast into hell, even though they're Christians, are the ones who continue to sin and never stop. Those are the people who have a lifestyle of sin, and they're satisfied and comfortable with it, and they don't want to change. Those people are apostate, and in the New Testament, Jesus calls them workers of iniquity because they just refuse to repent. The hatred that God has is an intolerance for those people. He won't save them, and he will not allow them to enter into heaven on Judgment Day. Those are the people that the New Testament says will be wearing spotted robes, and anyone in a spotted robe will not be allowed into heaven. 16. Ephraim hath been smitten, their root hath dried up, fruit they yield not. Yea, though they bring forth, I have put to death the desired of their womb. The Lord says that Ephraim as a tribe is going to dry up. Children will stop getting born into that tribe, and those who are already born into that tribe are going to be killed by the pagan nations. 17. Reject them doth my God, because they have not hearkened to him, and they are wanderers among nations. Now this last verse is Hosea himself speaking, and he says, the Lord has rejected my people because they won't obey his commandments. He is sending them as captives into the foreign nations. Hosea says that the Lord has rejected these Ephraimites, which are Israelites. And all throughout the Old and the New Testament, it says that God will reject us if we go back to sin or if we refuse to repent of our sins. Now, none of us are perfect. All of us have sinned, and all of us do sin on occasion. There's a constant battle over sin in our lives. So we do have to repent ongoing because we're bound to sin again at some point. But a lifestyle of sin is what this is talking about. What makes you apostate is when you love sinning and you have no intention and no desire of altering your lifestyle to glorify the Lord. That's apostasy. It's not the same thing as when somebody is struggling with sin and they really hate it when they sin and they get very grieved and upset over their sin and they beg the Lord to forgive them and to help them change. And every time they sin, they are brokenhearted over it and then they repent. That person is not apostate. That's just a struggling Christian. And all of us will overcome if we continue to struggle in the faith and continue to practice our faith and keep praying and humbling ourselves, we will overcome those sins. But if you aren't even trying because you don't think you have to, then you're apostate. And that's what this chapter is talking about. It's talking about people who don't want to stop sinning. They don't care. They think that they're above God's law and they think that God owes them salvation. Those are apostate people. And there are many Christians today who fit that category. And that concludes Hosea chapter 9.